The same sugya that we started in yesterday's daf and daf beis, where the Gemara tries to figure out how we know that you need to be mafresh the Kohen Gadol from his house, or the Kohen from his house, 7 days in advance of Yom Kippur and 7 days in advance of being involved in the Parah Aduma. So we had derived it from the pasuk by the Miluim. Kasher asah b'yom hazeh tzivah Hashem la'asos l'chaper aleichem. La'asos was a reference to Parah Aduma. L'chaper was a reference to Yom Kippur. So the Gemara in yesterday's daf started raising questions how we know that those things refer specifically to Parah Aduma and to Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara says maybe l'chaper is about kapara of karbanos of other Yomim Tovim. Maybe it's about Chag HaMatzos. Maybe it's about Chag HaSukkos. The Gemara says no, that can't be because those are too long. Those are 7 day holidays. The priest has to be 7 days for a 1 day holiday. The Gemara says okay, maybe it's Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara says that can't be because if Sukkos doesn't require a priest of 7 days in advance, then there's no way that which is tafel to Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres, which is only secondary to Sukkos, at least with regard to Tashlumin, should be something that requires 7 days of Prisha in advance. So Gemara suggests Ve'imat Seres, suggests maybe Ve'imat Seres. Maybe it's Shavuos that the Pasuk is telling us you need to separate the Kohen Gadol 7 days in advance, the Kohen, not the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen, who's going to be doing the Avodah on Shavuos 7 days in advance. Gemara says, no, it can't be Shavuos, because if the Miluim is, if we're comparing something to the Miluim, it's probably something else that has a par echad va'ayil echad, that has a carbon of one par and one ayil, as opposed to Shavuos, which is shnei elim, it's two rams, it's not one par and one ayil. So the Gemara says, okay, ve'ema Rosh Hashanah. So maybe it's referring not to Shavuos, but maybe it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara has four explanations why he can't possibly be referring to Rosh Hashanah. First explanation is that the par and the ayil of Rosh Hashanah is paid for by the tzibur. By the Miluim, the par and the ayil is paid for by the Kohen Gadol himself. By Yom HaKippurim, also paid for by the Kohen Gadol himself. So it's much more logical to link Yom HaKippurim to the Miluim than to link link Rosh Hashanah with the Miluim. The second answer the Gemara suggests is that by Rosh Hashanah, even the par is an Ola and it's not a Chatas, whereas by the Miluim and by Yom HaKippurim, the ayil is an Ola, but the par is at least a Chatas. So it links better. The match is a better match for Yom Kippur than it would be for Rosh Hashanah. Then the Gemara gives a third answer, and the Gemara suggests that the third answer is Ravina. Both the third and the fourth answer are Ravina, two different versions of Ravina. By the way, the first two answers not only explained why it can't be referring to Rosh Hashanah, it also explains why it can't be referring to Shavuos. Both of the first two answers show a link that exists between Miluim and Yom Kippur that doesn't exist for either Rosh Hashanah or Shavuos. The third and the fourth answer show why it has to dafka be Yom Kippur and can't be anything else, can't be any of the other Yom Tovim. Third answer is Ravina's answer, that only Yom HaKippurim and Miluim are done by the Kohen Gadol himself. Everything else, whether it be Pesach, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah, Shavuos, all the other suggestions, they're not done by the Kohen Gadol. So why would the Pasuk by Miluim be linked to those Yom Tovim? Much more likely it refers to Yom HaKippurim. The fourth answer the Gemara suggests, also from Ravina, is that another thing that Yom HaKippurim and Miluim have in common is that they are a first. They are both the first time ever. The Miluim was the first time the Mizbeach was ever used. Yom HaKippurim is the first time, the first Yom HaKippurim was the first time the Kodesh HaKadoshim was ever used. You can't say the same thing about any of the other Yom Tovim. Not Pesach, not Sukkot, not Shmini Atzeres, not Shavuos, and not Rosh Hashanah. Then at the end of the daf, the Gemara says that yes, while we have this one approach that derives both the separating the Kohen for 7 days in advance of Parah Aduma and separating him in 7 days in advance of Yom Kippur from the same pasuk by Miluim, Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Prisha Zayin for Parah is not derived from the pasuk. That separating him 7 days in advance for Parah Aduma is a Maila Bialma. That's a Chumra Midrabanan that we do to compensate for the fact that we allow someone who is a Tvul Yom to not just allow, but we make it that a Tvul Yom is involved in the preparation of the Parah Aduma. So it's an extra chumra midrabanan, but it's not there in the pasuk. Reish Lakish at the very end of the daf holds that no, neither the Prisha Zayin for Yom Kippur nor the Prisha Zayin for Parah Aduma are derived from the pasuk by Miluim. They have nothing to do with the pasuk by Miluim. Where do we derive it from? We derive it from our Sinai. The pasuk says that Veichasu Ha'anan Sheshes Yamim Vayikra Al Moshe Bayom Hashvi, that there were 6 days of preparation in advance, and it was only on the seventh day that Hashem called out to Moshe. Moshe. That should only require 6 days of preparation in advance. So Gemara says, yeah, but once we're doing six, we might as well do seven to be choshesh l'tumas beso, just in case he had been boel nida, just in case he was with his wife and she was in nida, so he's going to be tameh for 7 days. So in order to cover that possibility, we require a prisha for 7 days. Oh, yeah.